Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this Panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart.
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do. Namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
We don't have Brad Paisley singing the anthem tonight, do we? Because we'll be there all night if we do.
No.
That's kind of crazy that there have been two 18-inning World Series games in history, and he sang the anthem at both. They're both in Dodger Stadium.
Right.
Not that far apart. Otherwise, that would be kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, it was eight. When was the other one?
17 or 18.
18, I think I saw. Yeah.
Boston.
All right.
Did you watch it?
I don't remember.
I know I didn't. I was thinking a lot about that last night.
I don't remember.
I mean, it's just thinking about thinking. It's kind of my style, but I haven't watched the World Series at all in years. I didn't watch the Dodgers beat the Yankees. I didn't watch the Dodgers play Boston. I didn't watch them play whoever else they might have played. I did watch them play Houston when Houston won its first because I had a bet on Houston. And that's 10 years ago, if not longer. So I just don't care. Texas, Arizona, rumor has it that there was a World Series between Texas and Arizona.
I don't believe you.
I just, like, not interested. But even though I'll say with the Jays that I am more of a bandwagon fan, I really only care about them when they're really good. And I don't know if am I supposed to be embarrassed about that? I'm not. But I was thinking last night, like, well, I mean, of course, I say of course, like you're supposed to know. I went to the second game in Toronto, paid good money to do that. I wanted to have gone to a World Series game in my lifetime, so took care of that. And then last night, my wife was the one, I was thinking about the Chiefs when I got home. And she's like, what time is baseball? I'm like, oh, yeah. So I was really, like, not thinking about it at all. Oh, yeah, they're playing again. That seems right. They'd be playing again.
Right.
So we put that on, and we watched a few innings together. And I was thinking how, like, I must like them a little bit if I'm going to be watching this at all over the Chiefs.
I do you consider, like, her sister and her husband live in, like, you've got family in Toronto.
Yep.
Like, for me, like, John Gale enters into the picture heavily. And like, so even when the hockey playoffs come around, I mean, I don't have to worry about the Sabres. You know, I sort of get interested in Toronto. I don't know. Rooting for them is hard. The Leafs, for me anyway. But I'm kind of rooting for them because of my friend. You know, like that happens. And this Blue Jay thing is definitely that. I think if I didn't have him in my life, and we no longer have the place that we used to stay in the summers up there, I don't know that I would be thinking about the Blue Jays any differently than, you know, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Probably because of proximity and because of the AAA relationship, like there would be some tether to them. But for me, it's very personal. Like I've got a friend who's blowing my phone up watching these games like by himself in his house in Ridgeway.
He didn't go 18 innings, did he?
He did. I woke up to a bunch of texts from him. Wow. Just like, where are you?
Yes.
Dude, you know where I am.
I got it just between us right now. I know and like this guy. I'm glad he doesn't have my number because I was up.
Yeah.
I went 18 innings last night.
He would have been all over you. Yes.
I went 18 innings. I'm feeling it too.
So for me, that trips a wire, in a way that you know almost any other Major League Baseball team wouldn't. You know, otherwise it's just like a sort of passing interest. I mean, I watch the Yankees a good amount during the season. Their games are on in the market. I don't think if they were the team still standing, I would care that much about them playing the Dodgers, even though it's a historic, you know, really history-laden baseball matchup.
Yeah, I liked the idea of it well enough last year, but I never got to it.
Yeah.
The only thing I know of last year's World Series was the one fan who, was it Mookie Betts in Wright? Who was the Dodgers player where the fan was like really aggressive and got banned?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There were a couple of Yankee fans that interfered. Yeah.
I know that happened.
Yeah.
What else the baseball game did last night was lead to my forgetting about that parlay that I had with the Chiefs on it. I was going to hedge with Washington, and by the time I thought of it, it was 21-7. When I thought of it, it was 7-7. I'm like, well, I can't bet Washington now. It's not going to be 12.5. You're not going to get 12.5 right. Washington at halftime of that game. But then it went to 21-7, and I looked, and the live number was 16.5. So I played that. And now I win both if they win by 14. Or anything like 13, 14, 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
If they win in there, then I win both bets. So, all right, now I have a little bit more interest. I want the Chiefs to cover for the bigger win. But, you know, maybe I can win both. You know, two showcases. But what happened? Washington gave up.
They just stopped.
At 28-7, if not 21. They gave up. They're punting near midfield, down two scores. Three, which was it? And then you hate this, especially if you're a better. You hate this. All right, well, I've got a chance to sneak a win here out because it's garbage time. And backups are on the field and, you know, prevent defense. I could steal this bet with Washington. But they didn't care. No timeouts were used. They ran the ball. Like they didn't care at all if they scored again. I don't know. Do you respect that? On some level, do you respect that? Because the game is over whether they score or not. It's not even their starting quarterback. Maybe you're preventing injuries by... Do you have to go full velocity all the time if you're losing in an NFL game? Do you have to?
I don't think so. No, I don't think so. It's happened a couple of times this year. Gosh, I can't remember. It was the Raiders in that Chief game. The Raiders, I think they kneeled. Like, they were getting killed. They're just like, we're not calling timeouts. Just like, whatever. Just run the clock. Everyone just wants to go home. This has not been good. So, I don't know. Maybe that's becoming more commonplace. Because I do feel like usually teams will try to, you know, tack on something, right? Let's feel good about this. We had a good drive in the fourth quarter, down 20.
Washington had 4 or 5 minutes left at 28-7 with the ball, and they didn't care at all. Like it didn't look like they cared to score. I mean, they were not even hurrying or anything. I don't know. Of course, that annoyed me because of my action, but I don't know. I just. That's it.
I had a friend who texted me this morning that missed out on a, I don't know how many legs. He didn't say how many legs the parlay was, but he needed two more rushing yards out of Mariota. And right before their final drive, he ran for 2 yards but fumbled, and the ball went 2 yards backwards out of bounds.
I saw that.
And my guy lost on that.
That's awful.
It's just like, I'm like, that's the bad beat Hall of Fame.
That's awful.
That is incredible.
What is he even doing there? Did you see the play?
No, I did not.
Mariota, like, he's tough. He just sort of fell. Like, he was running and nobody's in the picture. He's got lots of room and he gets near the side. You'd want to maybe run out of bounds because you're losing. He gets kind of near the sideline and just kind of falls, and then the fumble out of bounds backwards. Not even like a slide or anything.
Yeah.
Or a dive. Weird. He sort of tripped. Seems like there might be a lot of that, Mariota, over the years.
He had a tough play early where I think Joe Buck said, in the course of the play-by-play, just very run-of-the-mill, it was like, Mariota jumps in the air for some reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he tried to hurdle somebody and, like, missed badly. And they ran another play that same side of the field, like, from like the bottom of the screen toward the top of the field, a designed run, and he's just getting blown up and, like, oh, dude, wow.
Well,
tough night.
Are we on to Kansas City now? Gotta be. I'm done with the Carolina game.
Oh, I'm done with the Carolina game. The only thing keeping me from the Kansas City game is the trade deadline.
Okay.
But, you know, the Kansas City game comes first.
It does. Interesting how this might have felt different 3 weeks ago. Or even, what, week three? Before the Chiefs-Ravens game in Kansas City. And then Kansas City loses after that to Jacksonville. Remember, they had a Monday night game. Right. They lost in Jacksonville. This is definitely not how everybody feels. But I think I would say start of the season, coming out of last year even though the Bills lost to them again in the playoffs, there was a feeling of vulnerability with the Chiefs, I would say. Not that they would say it, but it seemed like a beatable team. Maybe this is the year, all of that. It does not feel like that right now.
No, they look like, and this has been a few weeks in the making, and there's been really no stopping it. They, to me, look like the best team. Whenever it was, probably after the Bills lost one game, where that week, all of our regular guests and even people who were just on for, you know, an appearance that week, I think you asked, like, who's the best team in the league? Who's the best team in the league? And I started to feel even then the Chiefs are the answer. They look like it's coming together. People were waiting to see what would happen when they got Worthy back, and that popped, and then Rice back, and it popped even more. And I mean, they had a bad first half last night, but
turnovers.
They did whatever they wanted in the second half of the game, basically. They just, like, just put the game away. Felt very autopilot last night to me. Them.
I didn't watch the first half, so I couldn't exactly say.
But it was sloppy. Yeah, there were two interceptions, and Washington just couldn't capitalize on it. They turned it over themselves on downs, and there was a turnover. So they could not finish anything off. But they Washington moved the ball well, maybe the first three times they had it, but they just couldn't get anything going. Like, ultimately, they couldn't get in the end zone.
There was a big Kelce play down the right sideline. Rice went 9 for 93 in a score. Also, came close to scoring two more. Stopped, like, inside the one twice, reaching for the pylon. Worthy 5 for 53 on 7 targets. They lost Pacheco. Seems unlikely that he'll play Sunday, Isaiah Pacheco. Which means Kareem Hunt, who, just enough. Enough with the torture with Kareem Hunt in these games, having never drafted him once in like 7 years. But 9 for 40 and a rushing touchdown, also a receiving touchdown. That was a slick play by Mahomes on the Hunt touchdown catch. Really good play. And I don't know, like, Pacheco got 12 carries in the game. Will they all go to Kareem Hunt? No. Breshard Smith is their rookie. 3 for 8 last night. I kind of needed him in some fantasy spots. Did not get there at all. He had a fumble in the game, too, that, you know, coaches don't really love that. But I would think, my guess would be that he gets more and Hunt might get a little more. And really, most of it's going to be passes, especially if they look this good. That's where Pacheco's usage goes, probably, is maybe to Rashee Rice more than anybody else.
Right.
Well, it's big. You know, it's not
Last year was big in its own way. What week was last year's game? 10 or 11, pretty close to this. It was big in the sense of the one seed in the AFC. Kansas City was 9-0, maybe, coming in.
Yes.
And the Bills still had a chance to run them down, win the game, and then they do that, but never get there to make up that ground in the standings. But it was more of a, I don't know, you tell me, I'll just ask this, more of an air of inevitability between the Bills and the Chiefs, that here's this showcase regular season game. It's important in its way, but really, it doesn't. They're gonna meet again, and that's what's really important. So, it wasn't the biggest game, you know. It was cool. What's this one? This one is more important. The Bills are in second place.
I think it is.
Sure, the Chiefs.
I think it is. Like last year, it was early enough. The Chiefs hadn't lost. You gave them their first loss. The Bills went to 9-2, so the Chiefs are 9-1. I think at that point, the Bills had their bye right after, and the Chiefs had already had theirs. So it's in the window. Like, okay, can they stumble? They've been vulnerable all year. I got them, and I've got the head to head. So okay, right? We'll just stay with it here. And so that was a thing. I don't want to rewrite it to the point where we know it was a foregone conclusion they weren't going to get there, because they were separated by a single game after that meeting, and the Bills had the head-to-head. So it was in the window, but they kept winning, and it just became unrealistic. Right now, it's, to me, more complicated because of the Patriots. Like, I am not on autopilot cruising to the 2 or the 3 seed right now. I'm going to have to scrap. I got to catch them and pass them. I'm gonna have to catch them and then ideally go beat them and pass them, right? That would be what I hope happens between now and the time the Bills go there. When is that? Week 15? Yes.
Sounds right.
So the urgency isn't as much on I've got to beat Kansas City to keep pace with them or catch them, pass them. It's more about keeping pace with Indianapolis right now and New England and making sure that I leave myself room to get a 6th straight division title. And every game from here until I see New England again is sort of carrying that, regardless of who I'm playing. So the Chiefs-Bills thing is, for me, I guess I would say, that's the first time I'm really talking it out, is a little more over there than it usually is because of the Patriots and because of the Colts. Like, I'm chasing a different team right now. I'm not really chasing Kansas City. I mean, I can do them some real harm here, and that would be great. Like, you know, I doubt that, you know, I beat them and they lose a few more and end up not making the playoffs or something. I think they look like the best team in the league. So I think you're probably going to have to deal with them. But right now, I'm thinking more about who's going to beat Indianapolis for me. Maybe I need that to be the Chiefs in a few weeks. And I've got to somehow catch and pass New England. So as much as Kansas City and the Bills are like, and it's Mahomes and it's Allen, I mean, it's going to be 425 and Nance and Romo and the whole shebang. The pregame show is coming here again. They're going to be doing that on site like they did last year for the regular season game.
Who's on that these days?
It's the same. It's JB.
Matt Ryan,
JB. No. Matt Ryan is there.
He's not in the booth now?
No, he's on the panel there with Cowher, and it's the guy that does Nickelodeon.
Nate Burleson?
Yes, thank you.
I mean, is it?
That's the crew.
Is it the least bit watchable?
No.
Okay. No.
But it'll be here. They'll probably throw Bill Cowher through a table or something. So, but
it's,
anyway,
it's original.
The Chiefs Bills. I don't want to say it doesn't have juice, but it's just different. It is not. I'm chasing the Patriots right now, and maybe I'll still have to chase or be competing with the Chiefs, but they've already got 3 losses. I don't know. I'm not.
You're not really wrestling with them.
No, not right now. No. So,
but it is. Is it? Well, maybe this is debatable. To your point, are they the best 2 teams in the AFC? Maybe.
I think that's,
so,
yeah.
So you could still have the same outlook on how this is all going to play out in the end, where it's these guys. And I don't know, that might even, they've played so many times, but that might even be a thing where, like last year I thought about this, we talked about this a lot, don't show this or that because you're going to play them again, it's going to matter more. So even if the game is in Kansas City, maybe there's a strategic, you know, something to be said for that. And here, I don't know if there would be that because of your point. Like, Kansas City, I mean, this would be a fourth loss for them. How many can you afford in the AFC? I mean, maybe six, maybe seven.
To make the playoffs?
Yes.
Sure. Seven at most, I think.
Unless you're in a division, like maybe Baltimore will win the AFC North at 9-8 or something. But for a wild card?
Yeah, and in the AFC West right now with Denver going and even the Chargers, if they lose to the Bills and get a fourth loss, I'd be really interested in what the division odds look like after that. Like if Denver, and assuming a Denver win again.
AFC West.
Yeah. What did I say? I said the wrong thing.
No, you didn't say.
Oh, okay. The division. Yeah. AFC West. Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Because a fourth loss, and if Denver is still sitting on two, we're halfway through. Like that could be tough for them to make up.
It's an interesting weekend in the AFC. I mean, very interesting. With this game, of course. But you also have Indianapolis at Pittsburgh. Want to guess the line?
Indianapolis is favored by 4.
3. On the road. And you also have Denver at Houston. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Want to guess the line?
Denver minus 2.
Houston is favored.
Get the hell out of here.
All right.
See you later. There he goes. Zach, what do you got for me? Yeah,
You don't have to ask me twice.
I'm really surprised about that.
I'm back.
And, you know, the Chiefs, everything I just said about the Bills dinging the Chiefs with a fourth loss, I mean, the Chiefs can ding the Bills with a third loss, but they should be thinking the same thing. Like, they're chasing New England. I can do them some real damage here. So there is that, but it's just different. The fact that the Chiefs nor the Bills are at the top of the conference and neither of them is in first place in their division makes it just it feels different. I'm chasing other teams. I'm not just I feel like for 5 years on end here, all I've been doing is chasing Kansas City. I gotta get the one. I know they haven't had the one every year, but I gotta get the one. There was even a year where they came here to play the Bills in a divisional round because the Bills were that, you know, ahead of them. But neither team in first place. Obviously, that means neither team is in the one hole right now. That's different.
I assume you know the Bills line because I didn't ask you that one.
At Chiefs 1.5, I think.
Yeah. 2 at MGM now. 2 and 52.5. So that at that one book, the line is moving a little bit toward Kansas City today. See what happens. I might expect the Bills to get some love as it gets later in the week. Start to think about the home crowd and, you know, maybe there'll be injury news on this front that could affect that besides. But right now, Kansas City minus 2 on the road. How does that sound to you? 803-0550 is the number. The Sabres host Columbus tonight, pregame at 6 here on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I'm still counting and waiting on deals for wide receivers. We've got the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Buffalo Bills, the Denver Broncos, other teams that have made calls about wide receivers. We've got the New Orleans Saints sitting on a collection of wide receivers in which I think at least one will be dealt. And if I had to bet, I would say Rashid Shaheed is the guy that interests most teams for his speed and his talent, and the guy whose contract is up after this year, who the Saints, I think, would be most willing to part with if the compensation were fair and right.
Oh, that little caveat at the end. I'm very familiar with that useless phrase as a fantasy player.
That guy's 100% getting traded. Rashid Shaheed is getting traded. Well, I don't know that the Bills are going to be the team that pulls him into the boat, but the Saints are going to find something that meets whatever criteria Schefter is describing there.
But only for the right price.
Oh, sure. It's got to be the right price.
Right.
Yeah.
Otherwise.
We'll find afterward what exactly that right price was, of course.
Yeah, right.
All along, they were looking for blank.
That's what they got.
And that's what they got. Here came the... You know, your team name here with that asset, and there you go. I would be stunned if that guy doesn't get traded. Shaheed.
I predict he will be also. I think a second is the very best the Saints would do.
Yeah.
A third is pretty good, I would say, for him.
Me
That's
too.
Pretty good.
Me too.
But then, you know, with these draft pick trades, you can still ask yourself if it's worth it. I mean, in one school of thought, you just trade everybody and accrue 10 extra draft picks or something. Like, why stop at one? You're making this trade because your team is losing. You're actually better off if it loses more often. So, you know, anybody that's not going to be around, and if you're a team like that, you can justify not having literally anyone back. Why stop at one? But, you know, if it's a fifth, like this trade the Titans made yesterday, where they went from the sixth round to the fifth round, what's the point? Like, what's the value of that, really? It's not much. Your odds, your hit rate is going to be about the same once you get down to that point of the draft. So it's bad. It's something. But I think you can get to a point where, just why are we bothering to do this?
Like, right.
It's embarrassing to...
Mm-hmm.
The Cowboys traded Amari Cooper to the Browns, I think, for a sixth round pick. And that was laughed at. And then Amari Cooper got good again, playing for Cleveland, and like, wow, Dallas, great job. So, but, you know, that was fair. Like, why would you even want a sixth-round pick? Like, mm-hmm. Just hold on to him. Let the season play out for a while before. And there's the money. Like, you don't want to have to pay the player necessarily. Anyway, it's all obvious. Right?
Yeah, and there is also, I think, probably something to be said for, depending on the guy, where he's at in his career, where is your team at, like, let him go try to win something. Not that that was what Dallas was doing, trading him to Cleveland. I don't remember what everybody's records were at the time, but I think that can play into it. You know, that there's, you know, you want to have the reputation of doing right by your players. And when you can do that, you, I think, should try to do that. It should never be the thing that is the guiding principle, but, you know, if you can do a guy a solid, you know, fine. I think you should. I think that can help you in future situations.
CJ's next. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen. I've been listening to most radio shows, meaning like the sister stations, Patriot stations, blah, blah, blah. And I'm curious to know why everybody outside of our radio stations, as far as fans that call in, think the Bills don't need something big. We're all afraid that the Bills, like, will get Amari Cooper or what's a free agent? Tyler Lockett, or we got Gabe Davis in the back. That doesn't scare anybody to think, like, oh, they fixed the offense. But is that enough to win a Super Bowl in a year where there's so much parity? We didn't know the New England Patriots were going to be this good. Nobody could tell me, hey, you know, the Colts are going to be an awesome team with Daniel Jones at quarterback. There's a lot more teams that we need to beat, and I don't think we have the horses to win a Super Bowl. To make the playoffs, yes, any receiver will help us to open it up like Amari Cooper did last year. But to win a Super Bowl, you need to get a guy like Diggs. Not for nothing. I know Diggs is we don't have the cap to do certain things. I want us to do something special and just eat the money because we have the talent now and we don't have the time to keep wasting our team like we did when we wasted our defense. Let's not waste this offensive line. They're not going to be together next year.
Well, I don't know what people in other cities are saying about them. You claim to. Do they need something big? You also want to consider how much time they have here to acclimate someone new into the offense and have it get to a point where the guy is fully, you know, productive. And I think with wide receivers, that's a little bit of a process. I don't think it's maybe as much of one at other positions necessarily. I mean, you could talk me into something, you know? I mean, if there's an elite player and he's going to cost a one and the Bills can afford it financially, I probably would support it.
I 100% would. If that's Olave, if that's Jalen Waddle, again, affording it, like being able to fit it in right now and, you know, the future you can figure out. I don't know that all those things are the same. You know, like Olave's at a different point. Waddle's already got a contract extension. I feel like that almost might rule him out entirely at this point, given the cap room the Bills do not have. Whereas Olave is heading into a fifth-year option and is eligible for a new contract, you could maybe even do that right away and just change everything about what he's owed right now. Again, if you have the appetite for that, I'm all for going as big as is allowed. I mean, a first-round pick. I don't know that that's realistic. And again, like, the money has to work. That's why Shaheed, I think, will be very sought after, because a lot of contending teams do not have a lot of money. Like, I don't know everyone's, I could look, but sitting here just talking right now, I don't know everybody's cap situation, but Shaheed doesn't cost a lot. And I think a third should be, if they get a second for him, that would be stunning to me. I'm not saying I wouldn't pay it if that's what the market is telling you and you want to make a move and you want to win this race and keep him from going to some other contending team and have him on your team too. Okay, fine. But the money part of it and where he's at in his contract, like the commitment, it's really like renting a former 40-goal scorer or something and plopping on your hockey team at the trade deadline. You're renting him. You're just trying to get the most out of him. Hope he helps you here now. And the future is not really pertinent at all in making that move. It can be at a later date, but there's enough reason to do it just for now, I think. And I'd say the same thing about a bigger asset, too. But a bigger asset means probably you're tying yourself to someone longer term. You're not going to rent somebody for a first-round pick in the NFL.
No.
It just does not happen.
Let's hope not. Yeah. The last point I'd make to that is if you're talking about a bigger trade, that's a long-term, that's a philosophical shift. I mean, that is the official end of the everybody eats era if they were to do something where mm-hmm. somebody, a clear number one is brought in. I do not expect that to happen, but I don't think it's impossible. I think they should want to be aggressive, and maybe they are ready to change how they're perceived, how they play. Thanks, CJ. The Saints are turning to Tyler Shuck. That's actually how apparently he says his name. For his first NFL start this week, they play the Rams. He did get in relief their last game against Tampa. And even though he is a rookie, there are 12 quarterbacks, starting quarterbacks in the league.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Who are younger than he is. He comes in as the 13th youngest.
Including Josh Allen. No, that's not right. Sorry.
Not including Josh Allen. But I'm sure there are some, I don't have that list. I'm sure there are some interesting names on that list. Like, really? Darnold is really young, right? That's one that.
Yep.
Maybe he's not younger than this guy.
I don't think he is, but he was really young when he came in the league. That's for sure.
Darnold is younger than Burrow, I think. That's the one. And Kincaid is a year older than Kyle Pitts. Those are the only two things I know.
Right.
Also, I know this, and this is gonna upset people. So just you've been warned.
Okay.
Me, for one. Mentalfloss.com for Halloween has published a map of the United States with each state's favorite candy. Most popular Halloween candy by state. based on the top uniquely popular candy purchases in the month leading up to and ending on Halloween in 2024.
We get candy corn, don't we?
No.
Thank God.
I guess it's better than that. It's funny because...
Anything would have to be better than candy maybe, corn, in my opinion.
Fine, maybe. My friend that I went to Toronto with had a bag of this candy in his car, and he just accidentally dumped it all over the back seat. So we had Twizzlers all over his back seat of his car. Unfortunate. Mm. Twizzlers...
We're going with licorice here?
We are going with Twizzlers. Most popular Halloween candy by state. That's our favorite candy.
Did everybody's grandpa vote? Like, what are we doing here?
Who is... Well, it's an outrage.
It is. it is. No.
It's an outrage. I'll give Washington State some credit here. Twix.
Respectable.
It's not the obvious like Reese Cups or Twizzlers.
I love a good Twix.
Yeah, fine, good. Yeah,
don't Twix. Not a fan Twix. Of the no Twix is Twix is oh there's Halloween candy left over. Good. I got some Twix. I stash this. This may or may not happen on a regular basis in my house. Let me stash this bag in the basement. So that the filthy animals don't go through it in like 3 days. And, you know, every now and then while I'm watching a hockey game at 9 o'clock at night, I got some Twix downstairs.
I'll eat a Twix.
I'm going to go get a little fun-sized Twix.
Fun-sized Twix.
Yeah.
Other popular candies by state. Reese Cups might, I always say Reese Cups. I know I must be like a five-year-old saying it that way. They might be number one here, most states. Laffy Taffy, Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska. Laffy Taffy, that's the best you can do. Sweet Smiles candy in the Southeast, never heard of it.
Here, have some candy. Hurt your teeth. Thanks.
That is the point of candy, though. Red Vines?
I don't even think I know what that is.
Montana, Idaho, Arizona. Favorite candy, Red Vines. Sweet Tarts. Sweet Tarts.
That's old school.
South Dakota, Oklahoma. What's that one? Utah and New Mexico. Sweet Tarts. I'm doing this. I'm identifying the states from memory, by the way.
Good job.
Nerds.
Come on.
Alaska.
Well, all right.
Well, I guess that makes sense. Because why would they have other candy in Alaska?
The truck doesn't make it up there that often. So he's got to live with nerds.
Nerds, really? Alaska. Okay.
I can see it. I'll allow it.
Okay, sure. Hershey's Milk Chocolate Bar, the Carolinas. Snickers, California, Nevada, what's that one? Maryland. Maryland just sneaking in there with Snickers in a Reese's Cup world. Over there in the mid-Atlantic.
Well, they're trying to be different.
Airheads. Did I mention that one yet?
No, you did not mention Airheads yet.
Massachusetts.
Wow.
I know. What's going on there?
Is this something where like the candy conglomerate wants all the candies to be mentioned so they all get a state maybe. Or something? Because I don't know. This feels like participation trophies.
One more.
Nerds and Airheads. Get out of here. Even Sweet Tarts. I mean, I like Sweet Tarts, but oh my God. Like.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's like 1960.
That is fair. One more. I've never heard of this one. Trolley. Trolli. Texas and Georgia.
I don't know what that is.
Probably some kind of jerky-related candy.
Jerky-related candy.
Texas and Georgia. I don't know. Jerky. Jerky-related
candy.
Jerky-adjacent. I'm directionally accurate. Jerky adjacent. Florida, Skittles, your favorite.
I love Skittles.
How about Florida coming through to save the, saving the Republic?
Thank you. Thank you, Florida.
Florida
for a change.
For once, Florida here to save the Republic. Skittles
who'd have
is
thunk?
Its favorite candy. I know. Everybody has a day, you know. Everybody makes a run. Everybody makes a run. Florida, Skittles. All right. We're going to have to settle for Twizzlers. Also Twizzlers. Michigan. What's that one? Wisconsin, Illinois, and I think that's Missouri.
Oh, Twizzlers making a stand.
Twizzlers. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. The Sabres host Columbus tonight, pregame at 6. The game's at 6:45, early start. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.